Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the podcast, and welcome to a show that I'm making because one of you in the audience challenged me to make this. I've been talking about these issues around Tesla, and particularly the politics of it, and some of the rather unsavory things happening with the CEO of Tesla and Elon Musk, and some of the political comments he's been making around, particularly in Germany. And I skirted the issue a couple of times, and one of your fellow listeners, emailed me to say, you should call a spade, don't shy away from difficult topics. And I did for a long time. So, thank you for your email. You've inspired me to make this one. As Tesla's stock price plummets and sales figures decline sharply across global markets in early 2025, a critical question is emerging. Is the company suffering from an Elon Musk problem? The electric vehicle pioneer has experienced a staggering $400 billion decline in market value in recent weeks, with its outspoken CEO simultaneously taking on a highly visible and controversial role in American politics whilst making provocative statements online internationally. So how much of Tesla's recent troubles can be attributed to Mr. Musk's personality, his support for the right-wing far-right in Europe, and his management of the social media platform X, formerly Twitter? Or are there other factors that better explain the challenges that the original EV pioneer is currently facing? Welcome back to EV News Daily, and welcome to a special bonus edition of the podcast. I'm Martin Lee, and I've been holding off talking about this for a while, but let's get into it. So, as you've seen, I've titled the podcast, Does Tesla Have an Elon Musk Problem?
if you're a raging Elon fan, if you've got the tattoos on your body, you're probably not going to like this. Maybe don't listen. And if you disagree vehemently with what I'm saying, remember, it's just my take on things. Be nice in the comments and let's have a conversation. If you see things differently, I'd love to know. Elon Musk's political identity has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, once described as politically moderate with a history of supporting Democratic candidates from 2008 to 2020. Mr. Musk pivoted decidedly rightward, rejecting the conservative label while embracing increasingly right-wing positions. This evolution culminated in his unprecedented financial support for the presidential campaign in 2024, with contributions reportedly totaling somewhere between $250 and $270 million. It made him the election's largest donor, and it opened up the criticism that Elon Musk bought the election. Musk is, of course, the richest person in the world, even having lost $200 billion of his net worth in the recent Tesla stock price decline. He is still comfortably ahead of just about everybody else. Musk's political activities intensified following the victory. After providing substantial campaign funding, he was appointed to lead a so-called quasi-department, not an official government department, but the Efficiency Department, a newly created entity with a mandate to reduce federal spending. In this role, Mr. Musk has become extraordinarily visible to the wider American public. Not that he had a low profile before. He appears in cabinet meetings. He speaks alongside the president. He often speaks more than the president in meetings. He takes questions from reporters in the Oval Office. His approach to government efficiency has involved aggressive cuts to federal agencies and workforces, threatening established programs like Social Security and destroying Medicare. Beyond domestic politics, Musk has provoked controversy through his support for the far-right, hard-right political parties internationally. He has openly endorsed Germany's Alternative for Deutschland, AfD, a party with connections to neo-Nazis, even appearing as a surprise guest at their national election campaign launch. And his high profile kind of worked. They recently had a great result in the federal elections in Germany. During the appearance at their rally, Mr. Musk told German audiences there was, and I quote, too much of a focus on past guilt, end quote, and that children should not feel guilty for the sins of their parents, let alone their great-grandparents, comments that were widely interpreted as downplaying the Holocaust. And I'm sure he knows his European history. He spent a lot of time here in Europe, of course. Not American. He's a South African, of course, but he's an international figure. He knows world politics. He knows not to mess with stuff like that. We are very sensitive because every family, whether, I mean, obviously I'm in the UK, we fought with the Allied forces, but every family, it may be your great-grandparents' generation, has a story about loss and about suffering. And although we are heading towards almost 100 years ago, it'll be a blink of an eye and it'll be 100 years since World War II, won't it? You know, by the time my kiddos are growing up, it seems like such recent history as well. And so interfering with European politics is perhaps a little bit different with what he's been doing in America. And I must say, from a European perspective, this is just my opinion here, I don't think it's gone down very well. He has endorsed Spain's right-wing Vox Party and made provocative statements about European leaders, including calling the British Prime Minister, Sir Keir Starmer, an evil tyrant and that he should be locked up. Perhaps most controversial was Mr. Musk's appearance at the inauguration in January, where he made a gesture that was interpreted two ways, by many as resembling a Nazi salute. During his speech, he placed his right hand on his chest. He extended his arm upward with palm down, fingers together and outstretched, repeating the gesture when turning to face the crowd behind him. This action drew immediate and widespread condemnation, with Democratic congressman, for instance, Jerry Nadler, stating, and I quote, "I never imagined we would see the day when what appears to be a Heil Hitler salute made behind the presidential seal. Those that defend him, saying it's very hard to raise your hand in the air to wave to a crowd, and when a still photograph is taken, not be misconstrued for making that action. Others say that when you, if you watched it live or you watched the video of that, you cannot misinterpret what he's doing. All right, that's politics. Let's move on. Let's talk about Tesla's financial and sales decline. Tesla's financial trajectory has sharply reversed from late 2024 to early 2025. Tesla, for years, and I've been doing this since 2018, which is not the longest by any means in, you know, the EV world, but long enough to know what I'm talking about. And for a long time, Tesla was a 50% year-over-year growth company. They repeated that mantra over and over again. And then suddenly, the growth story stopped at Tesla. Cybertruck, the great vehicle that had 2 million reservations, who knows, they never said, was not a growth vehicle, that they would be in between growth phases, and they wouldn't be growing at 50% year over year. In fact, in 2024, for the first time in the modern era of Tesla selling mainstream vehicles, they shrunk as a business in terms of vehicle deliveries. And what about following the election victory? Well, Tesla's shares shot up 91%. People were clearly backing what they thought was the winning horse. I don't know what they were backing, maybe thinking that perhaps with the CEO in the heart of politics that he could cut some deals. It'll be good for the company. Just before Christmas, around the 17th of December, the vehicle maker's stock price peaked. Investors anticipated the car company would benefit from the relationship with the incoming administration. However, this optimism evaporated very quickly as the new year arrived. As of recording this today, the stock price has plummeted 45% from its December numbers, surrendering 96% of its post-election gains. Since the inauguration and Mr. Musk's assumption of his so-called Department of Government Efficiency role, Tesla has lost 38% of its overall market value. February was particularly devastating, with Tesla losing 24% of its value. It was the stock's second worst month ever. By early March, the company's market capitalization had fallen below $1 trillion for the first time since November last year. This financial decline has directly impacted Mr. Musk's personal wealth. His estimated net worth has dropped from $486 billion to just over $300 billion now. As of last count, $156 billion loss in the first 2 months of 2025 alone, whilst approximately 60% of his wealth derives from Tesla's shares and options, according to some sources. He remains the world's wealthiest individual, still far ahead of Jeff Bezos. And accompanying the stock decline are alarming sales figures across global markets. Now, I feel like I've been a bit of a broken record. And I must admit, as I've put the podcast together over the last week or so, as we've been reporting on, February was bad as well. And I feel like we've sort of been hammering Tesla really hard, but that's just the news. I don't get to dictate the news cycle. I do get to dictate what goes inside EV News Daily. I editorialize and choose what goes in and gets left out. And honestly, some days I was thinking, oh man, do I need to do another story about Tesla's stock, a sales decline? And I sort of caught myself and thought, well, no, because it's an important issue, because they are the most important car company in the EV industry. And so, alarming sales figures in global markets. European markets have shown particularly dramatic drops. Tesla was down 45% year over year in January across the European Union, Iceland, you add in Liechtenstein, Norway, Switzerland, and the UK, that wider area. Despite broader EV sales rising 37% in those markets, the situation is even more dire when you break it down to country level. Germany, where of course Tesla makes the vehicles. You think they would be proud of having the company there. Sales plummeted 60% in January and 76.3% last month in February. Sales in Spain fell 75%, in France 63%, and in Norway, the leading EV market, although not by number, not by scale, but by percentage, declining by 44% through January and February. What is going on with Tesla's sales figures in the Euro countries? Well, Tesla is struggling in key global markets as well. The Chinese market, it cannot be more important than what happens in the Chinese market. And we do get those numbers, well, I mean, weekly. We get registration data and insurance data as well. China, the world's largest EV market by a long way now, and Tesla's second largest market after the United States. Sales dropped 29% in the first 2 months of the year. And I am smoothing that out because the Chinese New Year holiday does move year to year. And so it's unfair to look at January or February individually for any of the Chinese numbers. But it was a third down in a time when they should be going up. So what's going on? Well, could it be that people are waiting for the new Model Y, so-called Juniper? Well, it could be, I guess. That, we'll get into that. Where else is it going down? Well, Australia has seen Tesla deliveries fall by 65% in the first 2 months of 2025, with February showing a 72% drop compared to the same month in 2024. In the United States, Tesla experienced a 16% sales decline between December and January. So far, the drop is not as precipitous in the United States, but we don't get as much registration data. This was Cox Automotive estimates, while California registrations, which we do get, fell 11.6% in 2024. All right, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, a lot more to talk about. Some of the challenges facing Tesla, what they can do about it as well, and alternative explanations for what on earth is going on there. Stick around. We'll be back in a mo.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Now, we are talking about some of the challenges facing Tesla in 2025. Now, you can see from the title of the podcast that, you know, it's slightly clickbaity, but it's a genuine question. is the outsized personality of Tesla's CEO, richest individual in the world, owning of a social media network, and now involved in politics, is that having a negative effect? Well, several indicators suggest that the CEO's political activities and statements may be contributing to the troubles. Consumer sentiment data is just starting to come in, and we really want to be careful with this, by the way, and lots of people do draw a straight line, but let's look at the data showing a growing aversion to the brand itself, particularly among demographics that historically have been their core. Now, there was a poll done by Morning Consult, and this was February 2025 data. They found that nearly 32% of US buyers would not consider buying a Tesla. That went from 27% to 32% in February. It was only 17% back in February of 2021. This increasing rejection coincides with polling showing that Mr. Musk himself is now disliked by more than half of Americans. He's inserting himself into politics, and he's going to have to very quickly learn that, well, politicians, there is no escaping the polls. People are always asking, you know, what's your approval rating and what's your likability? And he's going to have to get used to seeing these kind of things. Data from S&P Global Mobility shows that loyalty rates among Tesla owners in blue states, that are states that are consistently voting Democratic, fell from 72% in the last quarter of 2023 to 65% in the last quarter of 2024, before the worst of the news. That results in Tesla losing about a percentage point of market share in the blue states, which include the nation's biggest EV markets, of course. A deeper partisan divide in Tesla appeal is emerging, and the think tank group Stifel's data revealing that Democrats' net favorability of Tesla fell to minus 15% from, and it was 7% in 2024, to now minus 15%, while Republicans' favorability actually rose slightly from 11% to 27%. Similarly, a poll done by Data for Progress released in February of 2025 found that 59% of Democrats report that Musk has made them much less likely to ever buy a Tesla, compared to only 15% of Republicans. A survey conducted after the November election, but I think before the recent troubles, by the EV Politics Project. That's a project led by Republicans and former White House Republican advisors, showed a significant higher percentage of Harris supporters held unfavorable views of Tesla compared to Trump supporters. 59% of Harris voters expressed negative sentiment towards Tesla, while only 36% of Trump voters surveyed felt the same way. Here in Europe, where Elon Musk has endorsed far-right politics, consumer rejection appears especially pronounced. So the Dutch news outlet, and apologies to my listeners in the Netherlands, Een Vandaag, they received responses from 432 existing Tesla owners. They found that 31% were now contemplating selling their car or had already done so since the beginning of the year. And more tellingly, 40% of owners reported feeling embarrassed when they had to drive their Tesla. Organized protests, of course, cannot be ignored. Tesla has gained momentum in multiple countries, with visibility from showrooms to the supercharger network, and now the so-called Tesla takedown movement, initially inspired by a social media post from the sociologist Joan Donovan and formalized by the actor and filmmaker Alex Winter, has organized demonstrations at Tesla showrooms throughout the United States and even internationally as well. Their website encourages people to sell their Teslas, dump their stock, and participate in protests at Tesla lots. Winter explained that the movement has three goals, and I quote, when you look at what they're trying to achieve, I quote, to toxify the Tesla brand and drive down the value of the cars and stock, to force a shareholder vote of no confidence in Musk, end quote, to provide an outlet for citizens' anger about Musk's government role, and to educate the public about Musk and his activities. What began as a single-day event has grown exponentially, with over 100 protests occurring across the United States, United Kingdom, Iceland, Spain, and Portugal as of this week. Individual Tesla owners are seeking to distance themselves from the company. Various means, like bumper stickers with slogans like, I bought this before Elon went crazy, and Shut Up Elon, and Anti-Elon Tesla Club. They've become bestsellers on Amazon and Etsy. Matthew Hiller of the Hawaii-based Mad Puffer Stickers reported a massive sales uplift across Europe, with a lot of stickers being sent to buyers in France, Norway and the UK, with sustained sales, he says, of 500 stickers per day since the Musk salute controversy. Corporate responses also suggest concern about associating with Tesla. Now, in Germany, the drugstore chain Rossmann, with 4,700 stores in Europe, has replaced Tesla in its electric fleet with other electric brands. They cite the, and the word was, incompatibility of their own corporate values with Elon Musk's clear ideology. The Germany energy company, and again, apologies, is it Lichtblick, announced on LinkedIn it was, and I quote, pulling the plug on Tesla vehicles in our fleet, end quote, with company real estate head Kevin Luthier explaining that Elon Musk's support of the new administration and his recommendation to vote for right-wing hard-right parties in Germany is no way compatible with their values. So in January of this year, the Dutch Civil Service pension fund, ABP, sold a almost 1 billion euro stake in Tesla, again, because of incompatibility in terms of values. More troublingly, and the stuff that is, this is really horrible and troubling, incidents of vandalism targeting Tesla vehicles and facilities have increased. Tesla charging stations have been defaced with swastikas and Nazi graffiti. And in Boston, a set of chargers was torched in an apparent arson attack. And when you look at the pictures of this, well, each of the supercharger units was set on fire. It wasn't like the whole area, I mean, was on fire for a certain reason. Federal prosecutors have charged individuals in connection with vandalism against Tesla dealerships, including a woman who allegedly was going to throw Molotov cocktails at Teslas in Colorado, and a man who was targeting a Tesla in an Oregon dealership. In France, a suspected arson attack near that's Toulouse in the south of France destroyed an entire Tesla showroom and a dozen cars, causing €550,000 worth of damage. The geographic correlation between regions where Musk has inserted himself into controversial political statements and areas experiencing the Tesla's sharpest decline is noteworthy. Germany, where Musk endorsed the AfD and made comments downplaying Nazi history, has seen a huge steep sales decline, with February, like I say, figures 76.3% year-over-year decline. And with Tesla figures, because of those cars often coming from Shanghai, you often have to smooth out monthly figures. But this is a story that is repeating itself month after month. And when we get through March, we'll look at the quarterly figures. Norway, France and the UK, countries where Elon Musk has made provocative political statements, are showing dramatic sales declines as well. So if I were to put myself in the shoes of someone who, I don't know, invested in Tesla or was a big Elon Musk fan, and I don't invest in Tesla, while evidence suggests that the CEO may be hurting Tesla, there are alternative explanations that you must consider. Intensifying competition is a challenge for Tesla. They, in the US, very different to here in Europe, in the US, had a 80%, then 70%, then 60%, then 50% market share. But they still dominate the United States with the Model Y and the Model 3. Chinese manufacturers, though, like BYD, have made substantial inroads in both domestic and international markets. BYD's February sales were not down like Tesla. BYD's February sales were 161% up on the same month last year for their pure BEVs. And with global sales up 50% in the 2 months of the beginning of the year. Meanwhile, traditional automakers have increased their EV market offerings, and not only in the amount of EVs being offered, but actually the quality of them as well. There was a period of time, you go back probably pre-pandemic, when there were some great early electric vehicles around 5, 6, 7 years ago, but it was still very easy to say, well, the best car out there is a Tesla. And you can still make a very good argument that the best EV out there is still a Tesla of one shape or form. Product-related issues may be contributing to the struggles as well. The Cybertruck, Tesla's heralded latest vehicle offering, does have some innovative technology inside it and the way in which they go around building and engineering an electric vehicle, but it's been criticized for quality issues and unconventional design. Six recalls, I think so far, maybe more. Critics have characterized the vehicle, which, you know, does start at $90,000, and we're not seeing those cheaper versions yet, as an expensive eyesore, plagued by production defects. And more broadly, analysts have suggested that Tesla's model lineup has been stale compared to the new entrants in the market. You know, the automotive industry typically has that cycle of launching a model, a midlife refresh, and there's always new things on the horizon. And so if you judge Tesla by those standards, and I don't think you should always judge Tesla by traditional standards, then perhaps their model lineup is a little bit stale. The Model S does look the same as a Model S, yeah, apart from when the front had a refresh. But you and I know, because you listen to this show and I present this show, that actually under the skin, those cars are wildly different. Model 3 Highlander, Model Y Juniper, a massive improvement, so you can't say that the vehicles haven't got better. Management's focus concerns have intensified as Musk divides his attention across multiple ventures. There is SpaceX. There is the social media platform X, formerly Twitter. He's founded companies in the fields of artificial intelligence, like XAI and Neuralink. And it does seem that he's spending all of his time now in his latest thing, which is politics. His new government responsibilities, I don't quite know what he has to do, you know, for that job, clearly mean that he's not paying as much attention physically, because we all have to sleep at some point, even though he says he is still committed to all of his companies and spending as much time as he always did on them. That simply cannot be true. Because any time that he is spent talking to reporters in the Oval Office is time that he is not in the boardrooms of those businesses. As Gene Munster of Deepwater Asset Management noted, and I quote, "Musk really rewrote the book in terms of leaders' capacity to do different things. I think there are natural limitations to what he can do. He has a lot going on," end quote. Well, Tesla's long-promised but unfulfilled full self-driving is another challenge. It's going to launch in June, apparently, with robo-taxis and a ride-hailing service in Texas. Is he at Tesla, day in, day out, driving that project forward, ensuring that it does launch in June, like he told us, or will that be another lie? Despite years of assurances of autonomous vehicles, Tesla has never delivered a fully autonomous vehicle. And that's the interesting thing. Full self-driving is very, very good. It's just not what's been promised and hyped. And it's just an expectations and reality thing. No one's arguing that it's not fantastic technology. It's just not what was promised. Broader market factors may be influencing the performance as well. The company's operating in very harsh economic headwinds. Interest rates are still higher than historically, at least over recent decades. And of course, they're having to do things like offering 0% finance now into the final month of the quarter to sell Teslas, particularly in the US. I've seen some 0% finance deals, and that is a hard cost to Tesla's business because they're not borrowing that money at 0%. Some markets may be approaching EV saturation, such as Norway, the early adopters that perhaps were Tesla's initial customer base. So let's finish off by talking about some of the shareholder perspectives. Then I'll call it a day because, like I said, I've been putting this podcast off for a very long time, and I do expect some pushback, and I totally understand that. But equally, I'll tell you at the end of the show why I was inspired to make it. Let me have a slurp of this coffee. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, like I say, we'll be talking about the reason, the email that I was sent to make this podcast, and again, more of the mitigating factors that could be at play. Things like the Model Y Juniper, people holding off their purchases, perhaps, causing a downturn in sales, and maybe we'll see an explosion now that that new Model Y is now out. Or are other things happening as well? Stick around, back in a mo.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so welcome back to the podcast then. Analysts offer divergent views on the extent of which Musk's political activities are affecting Tesla. Gordon Johnson, generally very critical of Tesla, asserts globally that sales are imploding, attributing the decline to competition and the consumers are peed off at him. Gene Munster of Deepwater, who I mentioned, estimates 3/4 of Tesla's stock decline stems from blowback over Elon Musk, noting that at the time of the election, it was unclear how visible Musk would be in the administration. Colin Roush of Oppenheimer characterized Mr. Musk's political activity as potential overhang on Tesla sales. Dan O'Dowd, a founder of a tech safety group called Dawn Project and very anti-Tesla, warned Musk's involvement in politics would be the downfall of Tesla, explaining, and I quote, "Most companies work hard to maintain relationships on both sides of the aisle. Musk has taken a partisan position against his consumer base, who are overwhelmingly Democratic voters." More optimistically, Wedbush analyst Dan Ives contends that less than 5% of Tesla sales globally are at risk from Mr. Musk's political associations, arguing that the administration was the best thing that ever happened to Elon Musk and Tesla, citing potential regulatory benefits. That sounds like interfering with regulators. If you're the CEO of a car company, I'm not sure that that is entirely what would happen in some other parts of the world. Isaac Stone, Fish of Strategy Risks, offers a more cautionary international perspective, noting that regarding China, Beijing grants favours and withholds favours. They have many levers that they can pull if they feel that Elon Musk is the United States, if he is de facto the US. Investors appear concerned about Mr. Musk's dual role as CEO and political figure. Ross Gerber, a money manager with $60 million invested in Tesla stock and very, very public in profile on social media, lamented that Mr. Musk has somehow combined the best product in the world with the worst marketing strategy, saying, and I quote, "Consumers prefer to buy items that make them feel good and they don't want politics entangled in their choices." Yeah, I think he sort of hits the nail on the head, doesn't he? Tesla shareholder Karen Roberts, daughter of Reykjavik in Iceland, who defended the company, recently said that, "I've defended you guys so much over the years and you make great products, but I can't even stick up for you anymore." That's just the voice of the consumer. Isn't that interesting? Consumer sentiment research reinforces the notion that Musk's political activities may be affecting purchasing decisions, particularly among demographics that historically were their core customer base. And as I noted before in those public opinion surveys, Democrats and environmentally conscious consumers are increasingly reluctant to be involved in a Tesla purchase. Tesla's response to these challenges has been, well, minimal, actually, possibly exacerbating the situation. The company famously doesn't really have a public relations team. Of course, they have people that I deal with, and they have teams of people who deal with, you know, the media and influencers and arranging for car launches and things like that. But they don't have, as it were, a team of people who respond when the press sends them a question saying, can I get a quote on this? So, what does it all mean? Honestly, I don't know. I mean, the conclusion is that the evidence examined probably suggests that Tesla does have, to a degree, and you can decide the percentage, Tesla indeed has an Elon Musk problem, but its severity and even permanence remain debatable. Because, you know, I think people have short memories. I don't know if you agree with me or not on that. I think sometimes people get very upset in the moment, and then 5 minutes later, all's kind of forgiven. And I don't think there may be a permanence to this. There probably is a way to bring this back. The correlation between his political visibility, though, his controversial statements, and the declining financial health of the business and sales performance across, you know, multiple markets, particularly in regions where they've A, done very well previously, and B, those are the places where Musk has been most provocative. It does appear you can draw a line between the decline there. As Tesla navigates 2025, which Musk has described as the company's most pivotal year, and possibly the most important in its history, the question remains whether the company can overcome its Elon Musk problem through product innovation, market expansion, or a shift in its CEO's approach to politics. The answer will impact not just Tesla's future, but the broad trajectory of the electric vehicle industry that we must never forget Elon Musk helped revolutionize. And that's your podcast. All right, now let me explain the reason I made this podcast and something that's been on my mind. On the 16th of February, and I've not checked with this gentleman that I can read out his email, so I won't, because it contains personal information about how his family were affected during the war. I will use his first name, which is Barry, and that's fine. There's lots of Barrys in the world. But Barry emailed me on the 16th of February, and that was after a show on the 15th of February, where this was getting really quite horrible with vandalism and people painting swastikas and Nazi signs. And I just said, oh, it's horrible. I hate it reporting on this stuff. It's like people just need to, you know, not connect electric vehicles to the N-word. And I didn't even want to say it. And then he emailed me to say, talk about how his family, his history, his family were very much affected by World War II. And it was a very personal email he sent me. And it really moved me. And I don't consider myself, you know, the smartest guy in the room, but I consider myself perhaps a little more literate than some people who don't like to look back at history and things like that. I probably fall somewhere in, you know, in the middle, in the mainstream, I would say. And so it really affected me when he said, look, your reluctance to say the word Nazi is actually damning. And he gets very worried, as many other people do, that when you don't use words like that and you try and sort of brush it under the carpet and just try and, you know, oh, pretend everything's fine. He said, you need to get comfortable with talking about these things because this is needs to be said. And when people, if somebody is doing something like a salute, and he may or may not have been, it needs to be talked about with adults in the room. And of course, the conversation on the internet is full of children. And I mean that as in adults who can't have a conversation with someone who they disagree with vehemently and not be rude or insulting. And I'm sure you'd have disagreed with some of the things that I've said today, but I know that, you know, you and I can disagree and still be friends. We probably agree on some stuff and disagree on others. And so whilst Barry said, look, obviously vandalism on personal property, on Tesla's property is all disgusting and shouldn't be done. And, you know, I'm glad we said that. He said, you shouldn't shy away from talking about these things. And I will read you this. He says, and I quote, I ask you to reconsider your stance on not calling a spade a spade. Maybe it's easy for me to say Nazi because I've been learning about them and I've been using the word for 5 decades. I bet if you read several books about the Nazis, it would be easier for you. And he lists some books that I haven't read yet. And only one of them looks familiar to me. And so I probably will go at least in some way and and educate myself a little bit more. And I was really embarrassed to receive that email because I did shy away from saying it. I'm a 46-year-old grown-up that should be able to say difficult things. And this is a difficult topic and a difficult subject that I didn't really want to tackle because I like talking about electric vehicles. And I considered not making this show for a very long time. But I thought, well, there's nothing really in making this podcast that is too much of a downside. If you disagree with what I've said, that's okay. We'll still be friends. And if anything, I've listened to Barry's advice and looked at the situation and called a spade, hopefully, where warranted. But let me know your thoughts. I mean, he emailed me actually, he's one of the Patreon subscribers, so he has the VIP email address. But you can leave a comment if you want to on the Patreon page and sign up to be a free member and leave a comment. Or you can just email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com, and send me your thoughts. And I love hearing from the listeners as well, especially when they, like Barry, challenge me to go, I think you missed the mark on that one, Martin. Think again. And I think you're right, Barry. And thank you. You're the reason I made it. Hey, there we go. It's in the books now. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one very soon. Oh, and hey, remember, despite all of that, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.